Hey friend, welcome back to the show. I am so excited that you're here today because today we're celebrating. We are celebrating the 100th episode of the Called and Confident podcast, and I can hardly believe we're here already. So today I asked my sisters, Janata, Kim, and Mel to join me so we could chat about our journey getting here, how they were the first people that I shared with about the Called and Confident brand, and then what I thought it was supposed to look like. They were with me in the very beginning when I was kind of just fleshing it out. And so we talked some about that. We talk about the workshop that we did first, how that evolved into the show that you see today. And so I am just excited for you to hear us just kind of reminisce and talk about how we got here, what journey and purpose looks like today in our lives, some of the things that have changed over the last couple of years, how we've seen some evolution. So just get ready to come on this incredible journey with us. Thank you for being here. To those of you who have been listening to the show since episode one, thank you so much. I truly appreciate you. To those of you who have left reviews for the show, thank you so much. That is a huge help. And to those of you who are just finding us, welcome aboard, join the community, and get ready for God to really shift you, develop you, and push you forward in the thing that He has called you to do. So before we jump into today's episode, I want you to hear this show review. Today's show review comes from Are You There Midlife, and it's titled Inspired Action. Clear, confident, articulate, and inspired. That's how I would describe Shayla's unique blend of spiritual wisdom and take charge tips for discovering and following your divine calling. So glad I found this podcast and will recommend to my Christian sisters who are in search of God's purpose for their life. And this comes from Monica. Monica, thank you so much. I truly, truly appreciate it. And I appreciate your review. Thank you to all of you who have left reviews as well. It just takes a few minutes. You can just drop right down in the Apple Podcast app, click on the 5 stars, click write a review, leave your short review, and then click send. It's just that simple. It's done. It's easy. And it helps to push the Called and Confident podcast out to many more listeners all around the world. And I truly appreciate you for taking the time to do that. Hey friend, welcome to the Called and Confident podcast, where you will find strategies and solutions to discover your calling, get unstuck, and move in the direction that God is leading you. I'm Shayla, and for many years, I struggled doing all of the things, but still wondered, what was my true purpose? I did a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but it just didn't feel like it was all coming together or making the impact that I had expected. I just felt like there was still so much more. Have you been feeling stuck in life and wondering if God has forgotten about you? If so, I can totally relate. My mission is to help you take action on your God-given assignment so you can confidently live healthy, healed, and whole. If you're ready to say yes to your calling and start moving forward, then you're in the right place. Girl, it's time for a little sister chat. You grab the popcorn, I'll grab the peanut M&Ms, and meet me on the couch. Let's get started. All right, friends, welcome back. Today we are talking about the 100th episode of the Called and Confident podcast. So whether you have been here from the beginning or you are just jumping in, we are so excited to have you. And I was just going to share a few fun facts with you about the show. Today, this is the 100th episode. The Called and Confident podcast is now in the top 5% globally ranked podcast in the world. We are currently sitting at 17,200 downloads. Those are listens. And then we have been listened to in 95+ countries all around the world. And so we are very excited, very blessed. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory for that. It has just been an exciting, exciting journey. But I want to take you back. I want to rewind for just a second today, all the way back to May 2022, when this kind of first occurred to me. And I was just thinking, I don't really even know how it came to me. I just remember it was like May of that year. And I was thinking about what was I supposed to do next? I was petitioning the Lord about what was my next step in ministry, business, what should I be doing next? I had tried a lot of different business, a lot of different things. And so I was asking God about what was next on the agenda. What was I supposed to be working on next? What was I supposed to be doing? And I felt like the words called and confident kind of occurred to me that day. I was laying down and I was thinking about calling and purpose. And I felt that the Lord started to speak to me about women being called, women being confident in the calling that He has given them, women confidently walking in the
assignment that they're supposed to fulfill in the earth. And so as I was thinking about it and kind of pondering over it, I, of course, kicked it to my three sisters who I love and trust and always support, my prayer partners. And I said, hey, this is kind of what I'm thinking. This is what I feel like the Lord is saying. And I'm wondering if, you know, first of all, what are you guys hearing about that? Is he giving you any insight? And I think I'm going to host a virtual workshop. I was like, I think it should be called the Called and Confident Workshop. And here's what I want to do. And it was actually on, let me see, I have it. It was May 22nd, 2022. I emailed them. I had first asked them individually, would they participate? Then I emailed them and said, this is what I'm thinking. It's a workshop. Here's what I want to do. The goal of the workshop would be to glorify God, stir up and activate some women who feel stagnant, stuck, and hopeless, and then push these women toward the calling by helping them to discover what God created them to do. And so we were rolling. The first workshop was set virtually for Saturday, June 25th. And I reached out to each of these women to do some teaching, to share whatever God had given them to share on this particular topic. Of course, they all said yes. They all rose to the challenge and they came with fire, heat, and passion on the topic. And so I was very excited. And so once we got to the workshop, each of them taught on a segment. But before we jump into that and we kind of recap that, I want to reintroduce you, because none of these ladies are any strangers to the show, but I want to reintroduce you to Janata, Mill, and Kim. And so ladies, before we really jump in today, I would love for you just to say, hey, introduce yourself however you feel led to do so.
Okay. Hey, everybody. My name is Mel. I'm so excited to be back on this show. It's one of my favorite podcasts. So I'm happy to be back with my sisters.
Yes, this is Janata here. And I am just amazed at what God has done. We're at the 100th episode. Oh my God. Yes. So it's almost been 2 years.
Yes.
Like 2 weeks in a year, right?
So yes,
it's amazing. I am just super duper excited for you ladies who are listening, and probably some gentlemen, maybe your husbands are listening too. And so all that God has done and all that has transpired. And I just give God the glory for my best friend and prayer partner, as she said, for pushing through and allowing the glory of God to come through her. So this is amazing and I'm excited.
Hey guys, it is Kim Douglas. I just want to share in the jubilation with Shayla and just celebrating 100 episodes. Time has definitely flown.
Yes.
I don't know where time is going, but it is not waiting for any of us, right?
Right.
So we all got to get on the ball, but congratulations and continue to persevere and push. This is exciting. To the next 500, let's go.
Yes, amen. It's so exciting. So we got to the virtual workshop that day. It was June 25th, and each lady presented for, it might have been like 15 to 20 minutes, something like that. And Janata kicked us off. And so Janata was talking about, what does it take to be a called and confident woman? Janata shared some of the points, some of the things that the Lord had given her. And so I was thinking back on that, and I wanted to know today, what do you ladies think now, almost 2 years later? Have you had any thoughts about what it takes to be a called and confident woman?
Definitely. So I guess since I kicked off, I'll kick off again. So it's amazing. I don't even remember going first. So that's just how God works, right? But I do recall just sharing with them how important it is to be intimate with the Lord, how that everything begins with your relationship with the Lord, right?
Yeah.
And so I still believe that nothing has changed there. That's the footing. That's the foundation. But in addition to that, over these last 2 years, I've just even seen transformation through the Holy Spirit in myself, as well as you, Mel, and other women in Christ, right? And so that looks like us being sure-footed, us not backing down, us not hiding what God has called us to reveal, because there are many people who are waiting on us. You've reached, 90 countries, 90 nations already. There are more. There are billions of people in this world. And so we cannot back down. We cannot hold back what God has given us. And so just really staying firmly planted in the Lord, and also revealing everything he's given us, being sure-footed in it, not allowing doubt, anxiety, Any type of angst to come against what God has spoken, we have to allow our minds to stay renewed and transformed so that we are able to carry out his plan and his will. And so I won't go into preach mode, but yeah, that's what it has transformed into for me.
Yeah, that's really good. That's so good. Mel or Kim, you want to add anything to that? What does it take to be a called and confident woman?
No, I have to second what Janata said. It's all about being intimate with the Father, because outside of the call, intimacy has to be important. And I think since our last meeting, or since that day it launched, for me, I went on a journey. I know what I'm purposed to do. I knew what I was called to do, but I wasn't seeing any of the results, and I was going through trials and tribulations, and it wasn't the purpose that kept me. It was my intimate relationship with God that kept me. And so I feel like for every believer, anybody, this is the anchor of our faith. It's never going to be cliche. It's never going to be watered down. This is our secret to success. And so it was because of the intimate relationship that kept me pursuing the purpose and the call when the math wasn't mathing, the numbers weren't adding up, people weren't showing up. It was because of my intimate relationship with Christ that kept me going and kept me sane. And so that's the foundation. And I'm so happy Janata said that, because that's it and that's all. So I agree with Janata.
Yeah, just to piggyback on what the other two ladies shared, I'm a firm believer in always acknowledging God in everything that I do, right? So the scripture that comes to mind is, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct thy path. There's also a scripture that says that God is concerned about the things that concern us. So when I am ever feeling down, because at times we will, these are the scriptures that I always run to. Right? It doesn't have to be a lonely walk, but when you are cultivating that relationship with Christ, which also piggybacks on what they said, then it makes it a little better. Doesn't mean that it'll get easy, but you know that you have that firm foundation and that you have support, which is absolutely 100% number one. The support may not be from who you expect it to come from, but it's always important. And I tell some of my clients, remember that you have a heavenly host and a heavenly backing when you're going in to do whatever it is that you're doing. Yes. You may not see them, but they're there, right?
Yeah.
Physical people may not be there who you want to kind of support you, but there's a heavenly host and a heavenly backing. So I would always just admonish any woman and man, if you're listening, remember, in everything that you're doing, acknowledge Christ, cultivate that relationship first, and you'll see him do wonders and you will do exploits for him.
Yes. That's so good. That is so, so good. I love that. I love all of your answers so much. It's so important. And so when I originally was thinking about called and confident, I didn't want anybody to be confused or misled by the confident part, or think that I was suggesting that, you know, you need to be confident in yourself, or, you know, but Kim came right through at the virtual workshop and she just broke all of that down. So on Kim's presentation, she was talking about what is confidence and what does that look like, you know? And so she really, really spoke to and focused on having your confidence in Christ. And so once your confidence is in Christ, then you can do whatever it is that he's called you to do. And so she really helped me to kind of work through that for people so they understand. I'm not suggesting that you need to have all this confidence in yourself and your abilities and your talents and your gifts and things that is up to you to do, but that your confidence does have to be firmly rooted in Christ, like the intimacy that they're speaking about, so that you can do what he's called you to do. And so when you ladies are thinking about confidence today, you know, what does that look like for you? You today? How are you able to confidently do the things he's called you to do? You know, what helps you in that lane? Anybody can jump in there.
I'll jump in since you mentioned what I spoke about. I think I mentioned then at the workshop that you have to shift the weight of what God has given you back onto God, right? And so that's where your confidence comes from. Not from the abilities that you have, because it was given to you. You didn't give it to yourself. So the person who gave you the gift giver, then is the person who you're going to have to rely on to push you through this thing that he wants you to do, that he's called you to do. Yes. And so when anybody is feeling down or wondering or second guessing themselves, or even dealing with what they have coined the term to be, well, I think it's imposter syndrome, right? You're not an imposter. God has given you this thing. So the weight of the thing that you have to carry must go back onto him. And he's requiring you to come to him and say, hey, God, you gave me this thing. I need you to help me with it. Not really sure how to maneuver it. And he's like, great. I was waiting for you to come back to me. So he wants you to shift the weight of the confidence, or of the gift rather, back onto him, so that you can have confidence, not in yourself, but confidence in the gift giver, who is God.
Yes.
I second that, Kim. That's good.
I agree. And going right along with that, there's a scripture that I had to pull up that God always brings me back to in any season where we're human. And so there are times when we can err on the side of pride, right? Mm-hmm. And we can feel like, oh my God, I got all this going on. I got to do this. I got to do that. If I want to get this done, you know, we start feeling those emotions.
Yeah.
And so that scripture for me is 2 Corinthians 3:5, where Paul was talking to the Corinthian church. And he said, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. And that last part right there, my sufficiency, all of the daughters of God's sufficiency, the men's sufficiency is of God. So not thinking that I'm bigger, I'm greater, I'm some grand woman that is walking in her confidence with the look, the hairstyle,
right,
the LV bag, the YSL, you know, all of these things that matters nothing if I'm not getting my substance from Christ. So
that's so good. Yes. Mel, did you have something else? You look like something was stirring up.
It's stirring. It's stirring. I have nothing. I was receiving it all, and I'm just okay. Yes.
So then right after we talked about confidence and Kim helped us clarify the confidence piece, Mel came through for us and she was teaching on how every woman has a Goliath to slay. Every woman has a Goliath to slay, and that we are all going to be faced with these challenges, this warfare as we journey, as we move, as we progress, and how in the world are we going to slay those Goliaths that are trying to stop us from living the purposeful life, that are trying to stop us from getting to where God would have us to be. What are your thoughts present day, guys, on how to slay these Goliaths, and what Goliaths have you slayed since that very first meeting that you feel like sharing about? You don't have to share everything, but if you want to share.
Child, let me unmute, because see, God got a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Because since that day, baby, I got so many Goliaths I didn't fight, I didn't slay. And I'm just like, God, I'm going to slay a Goliath. That's one thing about it. I'm always going to have a Goliath to slay. And for the listeners, you're always going to have a Goliath to slay. And today I realized that you can only have a Goliath if you're carrying something that's a potential threat to the kingdom of darkness.
That's good.
Goliath, he represents your future. And what I think about Goliaths now is whatever Goliath is in my way, it tells me what I actually have access to.
Ooh, that's good.
It shows me exactly what's behind this giant. If I knock this giant down, if this giant is trying to heckle, confuse me, fight me, and standing against me, trying to threaten me, then it must be something behind this giant that the enemy doesn't want me to have access to. So now I feel like, although I'm tired, I'd be tired, child. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of fighting Goliaths, but I recognize that it's bigger than that. It's bigger than just Goliath. And I also realize that the only thing Goliath is good for is to intimidate you with his words. Yeah. He has no real weight. He cannot beat you. You already show up to the fight with the victory already secured. So we already know how it's going to end. So anytime Goliath begins to say, you can't do that, you don't have the budget, nobody knows your name, who's going to support you? I understand that the enemy uses that as word curses. Mm-hmm. And the only way these word curses can prosper is if I believe in them. And so if I begin to fight Goliath with my stone and my slingshot, which is the word of Christ, the armor of God, if I begin to fight him with that, the victory is secured. So that's what I've learned about Goliath. But I also learned this. We have the victory. It's already secured.
Yeah.
And if you can just get that in your heart, you will not. I'm not saying it's easy. Let me just put that on the floor. It's not going to be easy, but you would have to realize that no matter what, this is secured. This is a fixed fight. God is fighting with me. And so to answer your question, I think the biggest Goliath that I had to fight was the Goliath who I like to call more. The Goliath that said, okay, God says you're going to have more, but can you? Can you have more? Like, I felt like this Goliath, this season of my life, heard what God promised me and was like, oh, you can't get more. Oh, no, you cannot have more. This is where your blessings stop. This is where the goodness of God stops, the favor of God stops for you. And so I literally had to say, okay, this Goliath is after the more. It wants me to hit this cap. It wants me to hit this ceiling. I've had all of these blessings. It wants it to run out right here. But I come against you right now in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
And that Goliath came down and is coming down.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And so that's my little story on Goliath, child.
That's good. That is so, so good. Janata Kim, y'all want to share anything there or talk about a Goliath that you have taken down?
Yes, that was so powerful. Oh my God. And the part that Mel shared about what's on the other side, like Goliath representing the future, what's behind him or her, if it's a human being being used by a spirit. So, it, you know, we ain't putting labels on it, but whatever it is, for me, the Goliath was the spirit of doubt.
Yes.
Doubt, which leads to frustration. Frustration, which leads to you not having hope and expectation and that hope being deferred. And then you talking your own self out of the very future that God has already planned for you. He said his plans are to give us a hope and an expected end. And so I really had to allow the Holy Spirit to walk me through that and help me to work through that so that I could see the very root of it. And so when God showed me how we know these things, right? And some people don't. So I won't sit here and act like everybody does, because there was a time I didn't know that doubt was a sin. You know, we hear it, you know, fear not, you know, we hear, you know, like Kim was saying, trust in the Lord, you know, acknowledging him in all of your ways and he'll direct your path. We hear those things and we even repeat them. But a lot of times we don't go to the Holy Spirit for him to be our counselor and to really counsel us through those seasons where we have to put those scriptures into execution or action. So the Holy Spirit showed me, and I also heard a man of God say that when you're doubting God, at his word, because at his word, things occur, things transpire, things happen, that you're literally calling God a liar in a passive manner. And I said, oh my Lord. So I had to go repent for that. I had to walk through renouncing every word curse. Like Mel was saying, word curses come through Goliaths, right? And so every time the spirit of doubt would say something to make me frustrated or anxious or the hope to be lost or deferred, I had to then renounce whatever I had come into agreement with and then divorce it and walk in the ways of the Lord by decree and declaring what he spoke and the promises he set for me to walk out and to see. And I've seen some great things happen. Not only has Goliath been destroyed and the chains broken off of my mind, because those were mental strongholds, I've seen the Lord just move mightily. And the way that I used to pray, you know, you get in seasons where you're not praying like you used to, and you just feel like, oh my God, I don't have that, you know, that passion and that fire to pray like I used to. I've seen my prayer life take off again. I've seen God answer things, you know, in ways that I never imagined. And I've seen him bless other people. I get joy out of seeing other people get breakthroughs. You know, a lot of times, we're praying for other people, not that we don't intercede for ourselves, but seeing God break through in other people's lives. It's like, okay, Lord, where the enemy was trying to make me doubt that you would even hear my prayers, to see the church bring them is enough. And like Mel said, we're fighting from that place of victory. So yeah, that's what's been going on for me.
That's good. Kim, are you adding anything there?
Yeah, I had to think really quick. I'm like a Goliath, because child, it'd be so many of them. But the Goliath that I had to really grapple with, I would say, would be the opinions of other people. And because I know, and it's so funny because I'm always talking about how God validates us and how we don't really need the approval of other people. But as human beings, we are shaped and we are woven in such a way where we thrive in community, right? So there's that sort of double-edged sword. It's like you want to have that support system, but then at the same time, God has called you to do something that others may not particularly understand. So it's really pulling myself out of that mindset of, well, if they don't approve of it, then it must not be right and it can't be done. And it's like, no, the devil is a liar. God gave me a mission, a mantle, and a mandate to do something, and I cannot really wait on others to sanction it, to give me a green light to say, go ahead, I see what you're doing and I approve of it. I just have to go forth. And then when you, if you so choose to catch up, well, then you catch up later on. But I know I cannot wait for you to give me that green light, because then I would be in problems with my father, right? I'll be in disobedience. So I had come up out of that mindset that if they don't see the vision, if they don't catch it, if they don't understand it, God bless you, but I have to keep doing it anyway. So that was a Goliath that I had to really, fight. And every now and again he tries to rear his ugly head, but then just like David, I have to decapitate him. So here we go. We just got to keep pushing and know that the Goliath that is in front of us will fall. All giants will fall once we, give it over to our Father.
So good. Amen. That is so good. I think for me, very similar to what all of you have shared. And for me, it has really been the Goliath of, I would say, timing and expectation. That has been one that has really taunted me in many ways throughout the years of, well, it's too much time has passed. God's not going to really do that for you. God's going to, he would do that for other people, but not for you. Look how I thought, you've made all these sacrifices, or you're always talking about Jesus, but look at your life. So there's been a lot of taunting of the enemy that I have had to really come to terms with and overcome in Jesus' name and say, no, it doesn't matter what I'm seeing or what I'm feeling. I have to still believe God. Back to what Janata was saying about the doubt. And so what I have learned over the years, and what I always try to share with people, is that demons roll in clusters and packs and gangs. And so they will gang up together to come against us. And my prayer for the body of Christ, often, always, is that we would become that tight-knit as the body, and that we would link up and roll in clusters and gangs, if you will, it for the body of Christ to couple our gifts together, that we would have the victory together. That's why it's so important for me, every opportunity I get, to display women working together, sisters in Christ coming together. Nobody's in competition. We don't need to be in competition. All of our gifts work together. All of it couples together for a greater good. And so I believe that that's one of the things that the enemy has always tried to taunt me with, is, yeah, you pray and you can see things happen for other people, but God's not going to do that for you. And I know that those are lies. And so I'm constantly like, well, no, God can do anything. That doesn't make sense. Why would he leave me out, but do it for other people? And so I have been constantly, even on my journey to purpose, constantly renewing my mind and saying, that doesn't make sense. Why would God leave me out? I'm his child too. Why wouldn't he bless me? It may not be on the timeline I thought it may not be in the way that I thought, or the how I wanted it to happen, but having to just trust God through it all in the process. And I always try to be very open and honest about those things, because I think people also have this perception that Christian people think that they're perfect, or think that we don't have troubles and struggles. And I just, that's unrealistic. And so I like to roll with people who are real and honest and truthful about the journey and the process. And so that was such an, all of the sessions were so impactful, but I think that, and they all coupled together. We didn't talk about it beforehand, what anybody was going to be sharing about. It just all came together. Holy Spirit just led everybody. That's the other thing I appreciate so much about these women, because they all have their own intimate relationship with God. So I never have to be like, I wonder what she's going to share, or wonder, we don't have to give it much direction, because we just know that the Lord, everyone's going to seek the Lord and find out what he wants for them to share. And then it always couples beautifully. And I thank God for that. And so the piece that I tried to round out with was just calling as a whole, purpose as a whole. How does calling and assignment change over time? So when we first began this journey, I was really wanting to help women come out of the stuck place, come out of the stagnant place, and really find what God was calling them to do. And so I feel like even the focus and the shift of the show has has changed a bit, because at this point, especially if you've been with us since the beginning, you shouldn't still be trying to find your calling. You, at this point, you need some, take some steps. Let's take some action. You should now be in the understanding phase. So now you're understanding what God has called you and created you to do and taking steps toward it. And so I believe calling and purpose change over time. I believe it's all still getting you to the place that God would have you to be, but the assignment and the season could look different. And so God may call you to, for myself, I started blogging, then I was on YouTube, then podcasting, then I did multiple businesses, but the purpose was always the same. It's always been to unlock women and get them where God is, needs them to be.
I wanted to tell you about my free ebook, 7 Biggest Mistakes to Avoid When Navigating Your God-Ordained Path. Embarking on a journey to discover and navigate your God-ordained path is a thrilling and transformational experience. It's a quest for purpose, fulfillment, and a deeper connection with your faith. While this journey is filled with blessings and divine guidance, it can also be challenging, especially if you're not prepared. In this free resource, we'll explore the 7 biggest mistakes to avoid when navigating your God-ordained path. Learning from these missteps can help you embrace your unique journey with wisdom, resilience, and confidence. So head on over to shaylahilton.com/mistakes or click the link in the show notes. Okay, grab that resource. I know it's going to really, really help you.
So the medium, the platform may change, things may shift with how you display or how you share the message, but I believe the message will be the same, but it can come in a different package. And so would you ladies agree with that, that your calling and your assignment may change over time, or what does that look like? Have you all experienced that in your journeys?
I would say for me, absolutely. I experienced that early on in my journey of entrepreneurship, wanting to be a life coach and help women, sort of like what you were saying, unlock and shine, right, in their mm-hmm. gifts and their talents and abilities. And I sort of, while I wanted it to be faith-based at that time, I wanted to make sure that I was trying to hit everybody. Mm-hmm. There's a mindset when you come into that world of entrepreneurship of, I gotta help everybody. Yeah. But as you grow, you soon realize that you can't.
Yeah.
Right? It's impossible. There is a specific assignment that has been put on your life.
Yeah.
And so what I've realized is that my messaging has shifted, where I am including Christ in every one of my messages. I'm making sure that I let people know, because God said, because mm-hmm. God wants, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. it all comes back to him. So if you were wondering, well, is she faith-based? Yes, she is. And I'm centering everything around Christ. So I've noticed a shift in how I deliver whatever messages I'm giving to women and men, if they're listening as well. And I want them to know that my foundation is Christ, and that if they work with me, that is what they're going to get, because that's my foundation.
Yes.
Right. And I go to him for everything. I like to say God is the co-creator of everything that I do. So I'm always going to acknowledge him in whatever I do. So my messaging has shifted over the years, because I want to make sure that they know, okay, when you come to Kim, this is what you're getting.
Right.
You're getting Kim with God.
Yeah.
Come hand in hand. So I would say absolutely.
For me, one of the things that God helped me with and he delivered me from is the idea of purpose. And this blessed me so much, because I remember when I first moved to Atlanta, I was just so desperate in finding my purpose. And this is when the wave on social media, every life coach was like, find your purpose, find mm-hmm. your purpose. And there were so many people leaving their jobs. Mm-hmm. This was the leaving the job wave. And all of these entrepreneurs posted their cute coffee photos. You want to know why I'm able to drink coffee at 12 noon? It's because I left my job to follow my purpose. And I'm seeing all of this stuff. And I was going to all of these women empowerment events to help you find your purpose. And I was, you know, very new on my journey. And I remember I was in a car one day and I wrote about this, and the Lord says, I was so frustrated because I left a conference and I'm like, I still don't even know what my purpose is.
Yeah.
Like, we all confused. Everybody was asking questions. And I'm just like, you know what, God, I'm not doing no women's empower event no more. I'm done. I'm not spending no money. And the Holy Spirit said to me, he says, because you were not called for a purpose, but purposes. And I was like, whoa, he put that S on the end because I was chasing one thing. One thing. And at the time, that was probably, what was I doing? Trying to be, I don't know, I had a probably a store, I wanted to do fashion or something. And I was chasing that one thing, But God said, well, what about when you minister to that lady? What about when you watch that lady's child and she didn't have a babysitter? What about when you bought groceries for that lady? He says, that's purpose too. See, you're called to help people, but you're thinking that, hey, God wants me to help people find clothes. Okay, you could do that. That's fine. But I want you to help people in general. And so at the time, I'm thinking, well, I'm not walking in my purpose. And God says, you're doing whatever I told you to do. That's purpose. And so I had to get free from the look of purpose because there's going to be seasons where you won't be walking in purpose. Shayla, you won't be doing a podcast, but you be calling people, praying for people, and that's what God told you to do. Purpose is whatever God assigns for you to do in that season, and that's to your point, understanding times and seasons. So when people ask me, well, Mel, what do you do? I never was comfortable with that question, but now I'm confident to say whatever God tells me to do. Some seasons I'm a consultant, another season I'm an author. Some seasons I may be a Monty, I'm taking care of my sister kids. Some seasons I may be a janitor. Some seasons I may be an assistant, depending on where God shifts me to. And that is my purpose. And so I understand timing and seasons. We as believers, we have to be confident with that. Don't address me as just this one title, because baby, that may just be for October. November may be something different. And the people of God, we got to get out of just this whole idea of purpose to understand that we operate wherever daddy tells us to be. And every time it's not going to look glamorous, it's not going to be perfect, and it ain't going to pay you as much. Come on, somebody. It may not be your six-figure earning. It may not be that, but whatever God tells you to be, that is where you should be. And that is your purpose at that time and that season. Just like my good sis Shayla said, amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Janelle.
So I was just gonna add both Kim and Mel just hit it head on. For me, it's all about being flexible with the Lord, which again ties into what both of them have spoken. Certain seasons, I've been in entrepreneurship. Other seasons, I'm the 8 to 5 employee. There are times where I can't be everybody's party going, celebrating, sis, and I don't do party hard, but celebrating and going to events. There are seasons where I'm like, no, I can't, because God has me focus on this particular thing, whether that's building business behind the scenes or serving in ministry, whatever that looks like. And ministry is in every facet of our lives. God is multidimensional. We can never know all of who He is, right? In our finite understanding. And so He created us in a way that we are inwardly. We're complicated because no man can know the heart. Only God can search the heart and know the heart, right? And so inwardly, we're complicated, but outwardly, it's very simple. We do what God says, like Kim said, and whatever, I mean, Mel said, sorry, in whatever season God has called us to, serving His people, loving on His people, and just allowing Holy Spirit to help us navigate that space and time so that we're not confused. We're not over here sitting like, I had a friend the other day saying she felt bad for sitting idle. And the Holy Spirit quickly interrupted her and said, no, this is where I have you. You're in a rest period. I need you to hear from me without all of the busyness and the noise. And so really just tuning into what He's saying and allowing Him to navigate it. And a lot of times, I'm a visual, person as a designer. And so I look at it as like, how a map, when you're going to a different state or something, it's a lot of winding roads sometimes. And so that's what process can look like. And people get all topsy-turvy because it's not a straight line to the beginning, to the end goal. And we can't get upset. I mean, we can, but it would be no point in getting upset with yourself or with God because it doesn't look how you thought it would. And so, yeah, for me, it's just been about being flexible.
Yes, that's so good. I Completely, 1000% agree with what everybody said. It's so true. And I think for me, that's why when I'm trying to explain calling and purpose to people, I talk about purpose being how are you glorifying God in the earth? It's kind of broad, but what your purpose is to glorify God. That's why we're here. We are here to glorify God in the earth with the time that we have. That's purpose. But the calling, your individual assignments will change over time. It'll look different over time and it will be unique to you. And so I think that's why we can get in a lot of trouble when we try to compare ourselves to other people and what God has called this person to do or what people are showcasing on social media. And I did this and I did all of that can just cause a lot of confusion, cause a lot of deception. Because first of all, we don't know that those people are being honest. That's number one. And then number two, if that is the route that God took them, that could be for a completely different purpose. And also, we don't know what in the world they might have done, sacrificed to. Committed, promised in a back room to get that type of success or that level of success. Now, I'm not suggesting that everybody is doing something diabolical, but many people are. Let's be real. They're doing some very diabolical things to get to the places they are getting to and so rapidly. And God, we've all in this group talked many times about God has taken us on the long road. Sometimes it's been a long journey. But I believe much of that is because when he gets us to the place that he is getting us to, we will be on a firm foundation. We will remember the hard days. We will remember the route that it took to get to where he would have us to be. And we would be sure in him. And when you go the long journey and you don't make a lot of promises and you don't get into a lot of alliances and allegiances with the dark side, with the demonic, then God can use you. When he gets you to the place that he would have you to be. And so I always want to caution people, women, listeners, men, everybody, don't ever feel like you're behind or you've missed something or God did it for that person and didn't do it for you. You're just on your own journey and you're taking your own path. And if you feel like you're on the long path, well, you are on the path with us. We're somewhere just a little further ahead. So just look ahead. We're on the long path. And so God will get you to the place that he would have you to be. I wholeheartedly believe that. Thank you all so much. All of that was just so good. If nobody got anything else, I hope they got something out of there. So when we came out of the virtual workshop, that was June 25th. So after that, I was like, okay, what do we do now? What do I do with this now? I think all of the ladies said to me, okay, this isn't the it. This isn't it. So what are you going to do next? We pushed each other. They were like, what's the next step? And I was like, I don't really know. But I felt led in that season to start a podcast. That's what brought us to this place. And so the first episode of the Called and Confident podcast aired on July 8th, 2022. And so at that point, I was like, okay, we got to keep this going. We have to build on the momentum. I have to expand this calling conversation for Christian women in particular. And I was like, how are we going to do that? And so I always knew that I wanted to have a show where I was interviewing women in particular, interviewing Christian women who were on the journey, who were on the path, who were doing it God's way, who were submitted and surrendered and dedicated to do this thing called life God's way. And I wanted to bring those women onto the show, have conversations with them, talk to them, get their experience. And have them to share with the listeners. That was always the plan from the beginning. I never wanted to carry this by myself, had no intention to, don't ever want to. And so I knew that, of course, I was going to need guests. So then I had to call on the ladies again individually to all come back on the show individually to talk and to share. And so on September 13 in 2022, Kim was first up. She came on for episode 13. Episode 13 was all about, are you feeling unfulfilled in life and how to know God's calling for your life? Are you feeling unfulfilled and how to know God's calling for your life? And so Kim shared on that episode. I remember we were speaking a lot to women who had that unfulfilled feeling, just that feeling of like something's just not right. Life is not feeling right. I don't feel excited to get up in the mornings. I don't feel positive. Some days I have to drag myself out of bed. So if you are feeling that way today, if you're experiencing some of that, definitely go back and listen to episode 13. But ladies, what would you say today for the woman, for the listener who's feeling unfulfilled? What would you say to her?
I would say start with acknowledging what you have first. I think, and even since that episode, I've grown so much. Gratefulness and gratitude is so important. I think when you look at, okay, I don't have what I want right now, but look at what I have. And the fact that I even have a life makes it a possibility to have more. When we start with that premise, like, okay, God, I'm here, you know, that sort of gets the wheels turning, like, all right, I'm starting to feel like there's more that I can do. And so I'm grateful for even having this opportunity. We are hearing so many times that people are just dropping like flies. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter about the age or how old or how young. It doesn't matter. There's so many things. So that person who's feeling unfulfilled, start with gratitude. Look at what you have. I guarantee, while you may not be living every single dream that you've prayed for or thing that you've asked for, you're at least living in one,
mm-hmm.
right? There's something that you're living in currently that you wanted, that God, a prayer that God answered for you, right? When you start there, then you can kind of see, all right, now the fulfillment part, that comes with obedience.
Yes.
That comes with following the voice of God and going back to your Father and saying, okay, what do you need me to do in this season? We previously spoke about different seasons and how it would look different. Well, in this particular season, what do you want me to do? Right now, okay, you're doing a podcast, but you still feel unfulfilled. Maybe in this particular season, that's not what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So it calls for you to A, start with gratefulness. That gratitude piece is so important. And B, going back to the Father and saying, all right, this is what you want me to do right now? Because if not, show me where you want me to go and help me to navigate there so that I'm always in your will.
Yes.
Not your will, but, you know, or not my will, but yours.
Yes.
So that's how that fulfillment piece can come.
So
being
good.
In alignment with God.
Right. Right. Because the enemy is constantly wanting to pinpoint things that are wrong or things that to get us in that place of frustration. So you're right. When, I mean, it's hard to be grumpy and grateful at the same time. It really is. When you start to be grateful, then you kind, you know, your mood changes, your feelings change. You immediately kind of lift. You can feel the lift. So yeah, I agree. Anybody else want to speak to the unfulfilled listener today?
I feel like Kim just blessed the audience and just took all points and parts of what they need to hear. So no, I don't have anything to add.
Good, good. So then September 27th, this was episode 15. Janata came back on the show to talk about how to stop feeling stuck in life and the key to finding your purpose in God. How to stop feeling stuck in life and the key to finding your purpose in God. What would you ladies say to the woman today that has that nagging stuck feeling? She just can't seem to shake it.
So if I was, I'm going to pretend I'm talking to myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I'm not stuck now, right?
Right.
Of being stuck, I was trying to find my identity in other things, like especially right after I had my daughter, right? I had gone through, and I think I talked about this on that episode, I had gone through a divorce. And after being disobedient, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not that the divorce was disobedience, but coming out of that, and you know, it was a very abusive situation. And so I lost some of my perception in that ordeal.
Yes.
Seeing my daughter, now I'm putting my all into this little person and speaking life to her and, you know, going through emotions still from the past season and trying to navigate all of those things. And so I was going back to work one day and I just felt like, oh my God, I'm working this job. I'm being a mama. I'm a newly single mom trying to just figure all this out. And this is not where I plan to be at this age, right? Which you talked about a little bit ago, Shay.
Yeah.
So I feel stuck, God. What am I going to do? And so the Lord had to show me, and it's not that he spoke in these particular words, right? I don't remember verbatim what he said, but I know it was along the lines of my identity, right? It has shifted. And so now it's not that all in all is put into being a single mom. I even took that off out of my language, out of my verbiage. Right. I don't call myself a single mom. God is her father. And I don't have any resentment for what occurred because she wouldn't be here today if I didn't go through that situation.
Yeah.
And so I started to see my identity from the word of God again. I started to see who he created me to be. I started to see I am more than a mother. I am more than an entrepreneur, more than an employee. And I wasn't even an entrepreneur at that time officially. I've been an entrepreneur, as you know, since I was a little girl.
Yeah.
Braiding hair and doing nails in my grandma's house.
Yes.
But God showed me then, he was like, there is more. You don't have to be stuck in any of these situations. See me first and foremost, right? Going back to, like Kim was saying, the foundation and that obedience to who he's called us to be. And secondly, come into the realm and understanding, going back to what Mel said, you have more to you. You're multidimensional, right? So that's when entrepreneurship came for me. My daughter was born in 2018. 2019, I'm an entrepreneur, legally and officially, right? Yes. And so I flow into that. And Kim, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you were one of my first clients, right? And so I was new to it, but I was seeing more to myself and I was not stuck. I found, again, another level of purpose. Now I'm able to help more than my daughter. I'm able to help more than my boss at my job. And I, again, get fulfilled out of seeing other people blessed and other people break through. So I was able to come in and instead of projecting, woe is me and oh my God, I'm here and I can't figure this out and why am I stuck? And instead of having that language and those conversations with myself and with God, I turned it into, okay, God, what are we doing next? Mm-hmm. And that is why I'm such a mover and shaker today. I'm an initiator. I don't sit back and wait for somebody to say, oh, what'd you think about this? Let's start it. No, let's go. Let's do it. And if we failed, David said, you would be with me even if I make my bed in hell. So if I make a mistake and we trip up, God, you're there with me as long as I haven't left you. So don't stay stuck, woman of God or man of God. Don't feel like that is all that is left for you to do. If you've been through, I sense that there's someone listening that you've been through a tough and a hard season and you just feel like, oh my God, I can't get out of this place. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. Stop having those conversations with yourself that are limiting your journey, limiting your areas of purpose, or even limiting your calling to a specific people group, a specific person or place. God has called you to be multidimensional. He will launch you out into the deep as long as you trust him and obey him and execute his will.
Yes. Mel or Kim, would you, y'all want to add anything to the stuff?
Yes. I agree with Janata. And shout out to Shayla for introducing me to Janata. To Janata, sorry, I'm getting all tough. I remember working with her early on in her journey. And because while I had started out on that journey of becoming an entrepreneur, I too was kind of like, all right, I'm here. I did the big thing. Now what do I do? You know, you kind of get to that place where you're like, eh. But unstuck is sort of going back to what I said before. Recognize, first of all, you got to know, okay, I don't know what to do. So acknowledging that you don't know what to do. There are times when we allow our pride to get in the way. And we would think we know what we're doing. And we would say, well, I got this because I mean, why wouldn't I? I've gone to school. I've done this. I've done that. Mm-hmm. And God is like, listen, degrees in school has nothing to do with this at this moment. I need you to get in the secret place.
Yeah.
So becoming unstuck, part of it is relinquishing this idea or this mindset that I have it all together and I know what I should be doing by now. And God's like, no, you don't know. So I need you to surrender to me and I need you to get in my will and I need you to get in my secret place because you think you know. In your mind and in your timeline, you think you should have this. And God's like, that can come, but I need you to do this right now. Because what I'm having you do now will probably lead you to a person that's going to lead you to the very thing that you want. But if you miss this point, and if you try to get out of it, and if you try to cut out this particular part of the journey, you're going to miss everything. So getting into the will of God, getting into the secret place is definitely going to help you get it stuck. And that can be done through prayer.
Yes.
That can be done through prayer. And don't ever think that you have all the answers because we don't. We just don't, you know.
Yes.
So yeah, I would tell that person secret place.
Yeah, I agree with both my sisters. Amen.
Amen. I love the scripture. I was thinking as Kim was just speaking, where Joshua is preparing to lead the people out of the wilderness into the promised land. And God tells Joshua to tell the people, you're going somewhere you have never been before. You need to listen. You need to be obedient, and you need to follow the instructions that you're about to receive, because you have never been here before. We can think we know. We can think we know what's going on, but God says, you've never been here before. When I'm taking you into this new season, into this new place, as you move further in your calling, you have never been here before. So you need to submit. You need to be humble. You need to be obedient. You need to listen and let God navigate us. And many times he does that through other people, through connections, through a word, through a scripture, a sermon, or whatever. But we have to humble ourselves enough to know, like Kim said, we've never been here before. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know what's going on. This is new territory, new terrain. And just trust God in that. You don't have to, we always want to see the whole plan, the whole landscape, what's coming, what's up ahead. And God very rarely does that. God says, I need you just to trust me in the next step. That's what I need you to do. Trust me in this next step, because you don't know this place. You've never been here before. So that's so, so good. Thank y'all so much for that. The next episode, this was October 4th, 2022. This was episode 16. Mel followed that up with why authenticity matters when you're being called by God. Why authenticity matters when you're being called by God. So my question to you ladies today is, what would you say to the listener who is struggling to show up as herself? She is trying to do it like everybody else, or she's trying to do what she saw or what she heard. What would you say to that woman? She is struggling to be authentic. She's struggling to be herself. What would y'all say to her today?
I would say to that woman that's the most unique thing about your calling, is that it's tailor-made for you. Yes. And it doesn't matter who's all doing it. It doesn't matter, you know, how many people are successful at doing what you do. If you have been called to do something, your call has been tailored to fit you. And that's what helped me get out there, to understand that I have something unique about Mel. And this is what I tell people who want to do what Mel is doing, or they want to have something that Mel has, that's mine. But yeah, you have something that's so unique to you. There is something about you that is so unique, that is different from Mel. And you have to find what that is. I find that, oddly enough, people like my personality. Always have. That's been something that I've always got in trouble for in school, always got in trouble for at home, just this big person, this big light. And I found that that's what makes me different. People like my story. It's not polished. I don't come from a silver spoon. You know, I don't come from this prestigious background. Everything that I got now, by the grace of God, this is why I owe God my life, because I always say, God, you did your big one on me, Lord. Yeah. Because I know it's nobody but the grace of God. I'm yes. rough around the edges. I didn't fit in with the status quo at church. I didn't fit in with the jocks in college. I didn't fit in. And at first, people made me hate that. You know, if we're being honest here, when I was in church, people hated the fact that this prophet of God, or whoever this seer was, she did not come packaged in a robe. You know what I mean? Yeah. I had tattoos. I had a nose ring. I was a person who was, again, rough around the edges. And so I hated that. But I remember being so frustrated with God, to say, God, I don't know why you trusted me with all of this. I don't even want it. Like, right. If I'm going to cause so much controversy, if people are going to always have to fix me and tell me what I need to change, I don't want it. But then I remember saying, God, give me something unique to me. I don't want to be prophetess Melissa. I don't want to be her, because that was people putting labels and tabs on me.
Yeah.
I want to be somebody unique. And I promise you guys, God said a piece of mail. And I was like, what? Like, that's a cool name. Everybody, yes. like somebody has that for sure. I went online. I was like, well, Holy Spirit, if this is really what you want me to be, the person that you're cultivating me to be, then make it available on Instagram, because yes. I know somebody has this name, and it was free. And I was like, this is my sign. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit said, you're a piece of mail because you are a messenger. Yes. And everywhere you go, you give somebody a message and you touch people in places that nobody can go. Your pastor doesn't go, your favorite prophet doesn't go. But when you're in Dubai and when you're in Miami and when you're in Las Vegas, you meet people in the bathroom and you minister to them. And that's what's unique about Mel. And so I began to say, wow, like, God, you see me. So I'm Mel. And so now on my platform, I just give people messages. Yes. And I just say, hey, this is what God has given me. And now my life is a message. And so now God has built this conglomerate from just this girl who was from Chicago, rough around the edges, who felt like she had no unique voice. And God's like, no, don't make it polished. I want you just like this, because guess what? The anointing to clean you up. Cleaned me up so good, yes. Y'all. I couldn't take no. What's those classes that I've actually taken? I've taken professional classes to speak. I can't think of the name now.
But I was Toastmasters.
I was enrolled in Toastmasters. But the anointing cleaned me up so good. And the Lord says, because you were transformed by just being in my presence. And so that unique thing that I held on to was the thing. The answer, the solution to my purpose and how God allowed me to walk in it. And so I would just say to that person, everything that you don't like, everything that you're probably getting ridiculed about, everything that you were probably made fun of, is exactly what God wants to use to elevate you and to bring glory to his name.
So good. Kim, Janata, anything you want to say about authenticity or being yourself?
I thank God for Mel and just saying that. I want to thank you, because I too have struggled with that. I've never fit in when it comes to certain things. But not in a bad way. It doesn't mean that there's something, not in a bad way. But the uniqueness that God has placed on my life can sometimes shun it, or it causes people to be repelled, not because of anything that you've done personally, but just because of, you know, people fear different, right? Yes. And so I thank Mel for saying that, because like her, I've always been the unique, different one. Everybody's going left. Well, I don't like left. I'm going to go right. Mm-hmm. Everybody's getting the blue shoe. Well, I like that pink one over there with the flowers. I think I'm going to go with that one. And then it can become, well, what's wrong with her? Well, why is everybody? Because I don't want to be like everybody. And because God didn't call me to be like everybody else. And so I just want to thank Mel for saying that, because something she just like confirmed and broke some things in me just a while ago. Walking in your authenticity is unique to you. God made you unique. Listen, everyone's fingerprint is different. The iris of your eye is different for everyone. And so God wants you to walk in who he called you to be. We are not carbon copies. We're not robots. We are not meant to be, you know, androids just walking around mindless. Step into and walk into the uniqueness and embrace it, and know that it didn't come from yourself, but it came from God for a reason. And if you're struggling to try to find an audience or find the right people, know that looking and trying to sound like somebody else is not it. That's not the answer. But your audience is waiting on you when you find you.
That's good.
Oh, good. I don't have a whole lot to add, but it just reminds me, as both Mel and Kim were talking, of how Jesus was rejected by his contemporaries, like those who were of his age group, who were supposed to be of the Jewish descent, those who were the Sadducees, the Pharisees. They hated him. And so when you come out in the online space, especially in this new age online world, many people will make you feel like you are not supposed to be there because you didn't go to the biggest coach, right? Or you didn't make six figures in your first 90 days, or there's so many more things I could go into, right? But you can't come out there feeling as if you are without. You have everything you need. My mentor, as well as my spiritual mom, had to remind me of this just this year. So this tells you how this cycle, the enemy will try to bring these things around the higher you go, right? And not to say that I'm at the top yet, but you have to be so clear on who it is God has called you to be. And Even I'll even add this in there, right? For the person who needs to hear this, go through a soul cleansing with the Holy Spirit. Don't do no sage, don't do no yoga and all
right.
that other
None
stuff,
of that
right?
Stuff. None of that. But, None of that. Yeah.
But allow the Holy Spirit to cleanse you, right?
Yes.
Just like you would go on a physical cleanse for your body if you've been eating a whole lot of cheeseburgers and Five Guys and all that other stuff, right? You do that spiritual cleansing by way of the Holy Spirit, bringing his word to the forefront, fasting for a period of time, no food. Some of you need to do no water, right? However the Holy Spirit leads you, and allow him to show you who he created you to be and how that, as Mel has already declared, how that will allow you to show up as your true self, right? And you don't have to play anybody else. I remember even in my early days of preaching, matter of fact, it was 10 years ago when I started preaching. And so I would show up and I would listen to the prophets who were supposed to be the all in all and you know, the big ups. And I had grown up seeing the pastors and the preachers who could hoop and holler. And so I felt like I was less than a preacher because I didn't have that. I didn't hoop. I didn't holler. Yes, I got very passionate, but I felt as if, okay, I can't preach like them, so I don't need to preach. And the Holy Spirit quickly, in a holy way, yoked me right up and was like, nope, you're going to speak. And I knew nothing about the prophet. I knew nothing about that being the office I was called to or anything of that manner. But just authentically being God's mouthpiece, that helped me transition into the marketplace, which was a whole nother beast in itself, right? Because I had to all over again, learn who I am for this sector and this particular people group I'm called to. But that allowed me to become who I am today. And now I show up. Listen, the audience I'm called to, I can have makeup on one day. The next day, I got no makeup on. And my hair, I might have a few pin curls on this side, whatever, you know.
The fire gonna going to fall. Me.
Come on. We're going to call it down like Elisha.
Yes.
Okay. But my audience loves who God created me to be, like Mel was talking about. There's no reservation. If I'm going through a season right now, even I'm on sabbatical, right? And so the ministry group that I'm called to, they're not falling apart because I'm not there, because it's not about me.
Right.
I created it and he's sustaining them while I'm going away, like Jesus would run away, you know, different times to do what he needed to do. So yeah, just being you and not being afraid to show up. And I ain't saying take your phone when you on Instagram to the bathroom and show them everything you're doing, but being transparent enough where people can trust you to be you. And if you make a mistake, them actually being able to, like the Bible said, restore you back to the place you were versus condemning you for being human. Yes. So, yeah.
Yes. So good. All of that is so, so good. So ladies, I just want to thank you again. I've told you all, but I want to thank you all publicly for being on this journey with me, for celebrating the 100th episode, for walking with me through all of this. I thank God for each and every one of you. I love you all so, so much. And I would be remiss, first and foremost, to have a company of prophets in the building and not let the prophetic women of God go forth. So I want each of you to share whatever you feel, whatever the Lord has given you to share right now. For the listeners, before we wrap up,
I would just say for everyone who's listening, you know, now is the time for you to be confident in God more than you ever have before. We are in a season and time where the world is rebuilding because we all just came out of a pandemic. So the world is rebuilding and they have given the clarion call for us to reimagine. And they're calling people to rethink everything that we've ever known. And they're calling people to rebuild. Do not let the people of the world rebuild your future for you. You have to get out there and build. You have to respond to the call of God on your life. This is serious. It may seem like it's nothing right now because we have not seen our world change, but it's changing. First of all, it has changed. It's changing. It's going to continue to change. The people of God have to be on the front lines. Mm-hmm. And the only way the people of God can be on the front lines is if you are answering the call. So who is this message for? It's for you, the MUA. It's for you, the actor or the actress. It's for you, the lawyer, the attorney, the educator, Whoever you are, whatever God has told you to do, He meant it. He meant it for a reason. And the time that we're coming into, He needs every hand on deck to build and advance the kingdom of God. And so I hope that you guys are not only blessed by this podcast, but as the visionary of this podcast said, this was not created just for you to be inspired, but for you to move, for you to have action, and for you to execute what God has told you to do. Tomorrow relies on you.
The thing that I want to share is that this is a fruitful season. Just like Prophet Mel just called you all into alignment to reimagine and reinvent what God has purposed and planned for you to do here in the earth. It is a time for you to bear much fruit. God called mankind to be fruitful and to multiply, not just in the offspring of thy body. In fact, God took me to Deuteronomy 28 just now, where it says that in and it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. God is literally calling you to be in a place like Deuteronomy 28:1 says, but also like Isaiah 60 says, where kings will come to your rising. If you are in the space and the place that God has called you to, you will see that influential and affluential men and women that are not even in the faith, they're not even in the household of faith, they will come to you needing to know what is happening in the world, what is going on, where should my investments be, where should I be putting up for my children, what should I have my children in school or should I homeschool, you know, how do I live as a woman, how do I carry myself, you know, how do I act as a man, you know, how do I reform my life for someone who's been in the system, whether that's been in the judicial system, in prison or wherever they might have been, right? And so God is going to send you these people, but you have to put your hands to the plow and not back down. Why? Because as you are doing the work of the Lord, He is the one who's going to greatly reward you. And so I want to leave you with verse 4 of Deuteronomy 28, where it says, "Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thine kind, and the flocks of thy sheep." God will cause you to be fruitful in every area of your life if you do what he said first. This is conditional. You have to listen, you have to hearken unto his voice, and be obedient to what the Lord has called you to do.
So good. Kim, what you got? Final thoughts.
I would say more than anything, recognize and understand the season that you're in. That's it. Just know what season you're in. There are some seasons where God is saying stop. There are some seasons where he's calling you to do more. There are some seasons where he's saying, I need you to wait, right? And so it can be frustrating, but if your goal, if the ultimate goal is to be in the will of God, then obedience is going to be your best friend. Know what season that you're in. I recently came off of a sabbatical because that was just, I had to take one, right? Now, I was still an entrepreneur, but at the same time, I had to rest because that was my season to rest. There are times when things won't make sense, but when you, as I mentioned before, get into that secret place and you understand what God is calling you to do at that particular moment, that's where the frustration will cease because you know, okay, while I don't understand it, what's giving me comfort is knowing that I'm in the will of God. So recognize and understand that God is going to direct your path. Know what season that you're in. It's very important. And if you're in the season to execute, come on, it's time to hit the ground running. And that's what I leave to my listeners. So know what season. You might be in the season to slow down. You might be in the season to go. You might be in the season to stop, right? What you need to do is ask God where he wants you to be in that particular season, and you move from there.
That's so good. Thank you so much. And no matter which of those seasons you might be in, if you are in the will of God, fruit will come forth. Even in a restful season, you will bear fruit if you are where God told you to be. And so I think from what I just heard all of the ladies speaking about, you need to be prepared, you need to be yielded to God, and you need to be obedient to what he's calling you to do. And you will not miss a beat. You will not be behind. You will not lag. God has this amazing way of supernaturally catching you up especially if you feel behind, if you feel delayed, he has a supernatural acceleration that he will place upon your life to get you to the place that he desires for you to be, especially when you have been faithful, especially when you have been obedient. So our prayer for you today is this, that you would obey God, that you would seek him, that you would do what he is leading you to do, because he will make sure that you are exactly where he needs you to be. Absolutely. So that was so good. So ladies, before we wrap up, will you just let the listeners know what you're working on and how they can get in contact with you? Because I know they're going to want to do that.
Hello, everybody. Again, this is Mel. You can find me on Instagram at A Piece of Mel. I would love to meet you guys and let us know how you enjoyed the episode.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Hey guys, Kim Douglas here. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Lights on Empowerment. That's one word, and it's at Lights on Empowerment. And also you can go to my website and check out what I have going on there, and that is www.lightsonempowerment.com. I help women transition in their careers, and I have a program that is faith-based. We talk about Christ. That is going to help that woman transition the right way with confidence. So you can check me out over there.
So I am Janata again, and you can find me at my website from btsdesigns.com, where we are helping coaches, speakers, and thought leaders brand themselves, elevate their online presence, and impact and impart into the audiences that they've been called to. And so if you are looking forward to building a brand that is long lasting and that will create not only the impact, but also the income that you are called to receive, then look us up. We're there to help. We're ready to go.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So you definitely want to connect with each one of these ladies. Make sure you're following them. Make sure you're connected. There's lots of great, exciting projects that they all have coming up that I know about that you don't know about yet, but you need to be following them so you can watch what it happens. All kinds of amazing things coming forth this year. They are continuing to fulfill their callings. They're continuing to birth all kinds of amazing things. So you want to be in the number. You want to support them. You want to follow them. You want to connect with them. We all sit at this very unique intersection of ministry and marketplace. So you can get what you need for business from all of these ladies. And you can also get a word, a prayer. So just connect. You want to be connected. These women have blessed me tremendously. They pray me through. When I talk about the women who I know are consistently praying and pushing me through, it is these women right here. They are a few of the ones who definitely do that for me. When I am in need, I'm always pulling on them. And most of the time I don't even have to, because they already were so connected in the spirit that we can pick each other up in the realm of the spirit. You need people like that in your life. And I'm praying that in this season, God sends you the right people who can pray for you, push you, that you can be connected to, that you would be in the right community. So ladies, thank you all so much for joining me today. I love you all so much. I thank God for you. I'm continuing to pray for you and lift you. I thank God for what he has going on in each of your lives this year. And I'm just excited to be a part. And you know that I am here for you all in any way that I can. And thank you all so much for listening and joining us. Thank you for rocking with us for 100 episodes. We truly appreciate you all so much. And I'll talk to you again in the next episode. All right, sis, I know you have to get back to your day, but I hope this was helpful and I pray it blessed you tremendously. Before you go, can you leave me a written review for the show on Apple Podcasts and share this with another sister who is ready to confidently walk in her calling? Oh, and don't forget to connect with me on social media. I appreciate you, and I want you to know that I'm praying for you. Just remember, God's got it and God's got you. Talk to you soon.